All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I look to my left, and they're eating right fucking next to me. Of course they are. God damn it. Tyler says, quote, something I would have said. If I saw those fuckers right now, I'd smack the taste out of their mouth. We all got real quiet. And then we're like reviewing. What did I? And then Mike goes, I go, maybe they weren't paying attention. He goes, I don't know, man. It seems impossible. Like they're this far away. Oh my God. So that happened. Fast forward. Guys doing karaoke. This dude who is bigger than Hodor. He comes walking in and I couldn't believe it. He could sing like a songbird. Quite deep. He was a giant. And he started talking on the mic to kick off his karaoke. And he talked like this. He was doing a real bad puker thing. But he could sing. I was like, this guy sings pretty good. So then I said to Charity Scam Mike, I go, hey, I'm going to go sing. So I went up there and I sang Kid Rock's All Summer Long. It was fucking great. And then Mike goes up and he had told me this story and he said he did this once before in front of like a ton of people on a cruise and it was a big hit. And it's a true story. He had a buddy named Bill Mishark in Roseville, Michigan, his pal. And when they were growing up in like ninth grade, Bill comes to school and says to Charity Scam Mike, you'll believe it. My fucking dad is, or my mom cheated on my dad. They're getting divorced. Holy shit. And at the time, the song Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin' by Journey was like burning up the charts. And that's the song where they say, lovin', touchin', squeezin' each other. Okay. Well, Mike, back then, changed the words to the song. And he gets up karaoke and he says, hey, everybody. And he gave that background to these people, doesn't know these people. And he says, and we changed the words to that song. And the only thing they changed was loving, touching, squeezing. Bill's mother. And so he sang it like that. And oh my God, everybody got the joke. At first I thought they weren't even paying attention to him when he was explaining it, because he told the background the way I just did for about 30 seconds. And then they hit the song and then he sang it and it was a huge hit. Everybody loved it. In fact, I got to send it to myself. That way I can share it with you. Loving, touching, squeezing, Bill's mother. All right. Share to Dropbox. Okay, it'll take a second. So a lot happened at Swamp 2. And then there was a number of women that rolled in, a bunch of chicks and like one guy who looked to be like the designated driver. And oh my God, were they having they're doing like a fucking pub crawl. And these chicks were just bombed. Holy cow. I was impressed. Chick was falling all over the floor. while she's got the microphone, and it was quite a scene. People cleared out after that. It was a good time. So a lot happened. And by the way, they serve a great burger. They're smash burgers, but it was a pretty good burger. I have to admit, tasted good. I don't think you can go wrong with a hamburger. It's not like they're Bosco's Pub burgers, but it's bar food, and it's like only $9 for a burger. Speaking of which, I will be at Bosco's Pub on Saturday for the first time in forever. So if you want to come on out, see me, say hi. That goes on Saturday for the dinner service. I think they're open for lunch now. Open for lunch now on Friday and Saturday. And the news about Bosco's is they excuse me. Chris writes, easy doing rock and roll karaoke. Doug is out at Bosco's Pub. You're like, wait, what? No, it's true. Doug is no longer, he's passed it off to Doug E. I don't know if I mentioned this yet. And Doug is physically beaten up. Okay. He's been through a lot and his back is killing him. And he just can't do it anymore. So he has decided to hang it up. And Doug E., his son, is now running the show. And then I'm like, okay, I'm interested in seeing how this unfolds, because Doug ran the business in a particular way. And now Doug E. is running it, which I'm guessing generally the same way. Excuse me. Ryan says, does this mean he just sits at the bar top now and barks from there? Donut Dan says, so we lose all that content? Yeah, I guess so. I don't like that at all. No, I'm sure there'll be plenty of content there. Linda says, maybe Dougie will pick up the torch of Eric Zane abuse. All right. There's a number of other things I want to get into. We have got to discuss Travis Kelce. He's walking down the street at college football, whatever the fuck, doesn't matter. A bunch of people, hey, come on, Kelce. And some guy says, quote, something to the effect of, what's it like, or your brother's F rhymes with Baggett dating Taylor Swift. He doesn't like that. This is what happens to guy who says your brother Travis is F rhymes with Baggett dating Taylor Swift. He grabs guy's phone out of his hand and breaks it. One more time. All right. There's a little bit more to it than that, though. As I understand it, Kelce, he then walked up to the guy and said, who's the F rhymes with Baggett now? Which, I mean, I don't know if that's not too great either. I mean, if the problem is that the guy said F rhymes with Baggett, the idiot, and then he says it too.
Kelce.
Hey, Kelce.
Kelce.
How do you feel your brother's a faggot?
Kelce.
Kelce.
Kelce. Kelsey, can I get a fist bump? Kelsey, can I get a fist bump?
Okay, so that's a different angle. Oh, you can actually hear the guy say, your brother's F rhymes with Baggett, dating Taylor Swift. I thought I had the clip of him saying, who's the F rhymes with Baggett? Now, yeah, I think this is it right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now, at the end of the day, I don't give a shit that anybody's calling anybody a F rhymes with Baggett. But if the problem is guys saying your brother's a F rhymes with Baggett dating Taylor Swift, you can't go back and say it back, right? Now, at the end of the day, they're just words. Who gives a shit? It shouldn't be a big deal that anybody says anything like that. What I want to know is, I didn't realize that Jason Kelce was so goddamn soft. All you got to do is make one crack and he's going to lose his shit and assault some guy? Because that's what that was. I mean, is it right for anybody to try to get somebody to react? But how soft are you to take the bait? Jason Kelce is a total bitch. What a bitch move by Jason Kelce. Oh, you said a bad word about my brother. I'm going to do this. Now he's fucked. Tyler says, quote, you can't say F rhymes with Baggett, you F rhymes with Baggett. Short fuse, Linda says, his reasoning is wrong. How does dating a woman make him an F rhymes with Baggett? Okay, now I'm not 100% for sure, but I think there is a sub-story that conspiracy that Travis Kelce is gay and dating Taylor Swift as a beard. Now, I don't know about any of that, and I don't care. But I think Travis Kelce is a huge pussy. All right, hang on a second. I gotta make a phone call. I'll be right back. Something just popped. I'll tell you about it later, but don't go anywhere, okay? Send one text. Because this is concerning EZ landowner Grayling, Michigan. Hi, John. Period. Do you have any info for me? Question mark. There's a house I want to buy right now. Period. I was just on the phone with one of the EZ realtors in northern Michigan to get a house. And it was one we had our eye on to be the very first EZ rental property. And some hill jack wanted to buy the fucking thing. So we were all pissed off. And it was a bummer because we wanted that place and it fell through. There was a person to buy the thing. So we were like, oh, shit. God damn it. We really wanted that house. That would have been great. So we're looking at other houses. We had forgotten about it, but I called the realtor. I said, look, if these hillbillies are known to fuck shit up. So if they fuck it up, you call me and then we'll get this done. And sure enough, these idiots fucked up their deal. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it just fell through. This dumb cocksucker. So I don't know why I truncated that. I don't know why I was worried about saying that. So I just called her back to say, all right, she hasn't even called the homeowner yet to tell them that the other deal blew up because she wanted to see if I could buy it right now. You know? So this is all part of EZ taking over the areas north of the hard living line with vacation rental property. Nick says, better check zoning rules on short-term rentals. Way ahead of you. Already done. There are none. The only rules they have are for places along the Asabal River. And their rules are like no more than 6 occupants. Can't put up a tent on the front lawn. Must have garbage taken out. Shit like that. They have no idea that I am coming to be their overlord. All right? And after I take over the entire housing market, I am going to go ahead and move these people further north. We got to get the trash out of this community and have nice, normal people in there that are renting my properties. Part of Big Fraud Vacation Rentals. Kenny says, smart on the realtor's part. Call a homeowner with bad news, but have that surprise good news in her back pocket. Yes, she knows what's up. That fell through, but I've got someone else that wants to buy it. EZ, Ryan writes, real estate tycoon. Your buddy Trump would give you some real estate tips. Nobody knows real estate better than Trump, without a doubt. No, I know how this works. Buy property, make someone else pay you for it. That's it. We already got plans for this thing. Some nice shrubberies on the outside there. Make it look all cute. Okay? Beautiful. We are excited about this piece of property. All during this podcast, Chris says, push all these hard living line people north of the UP. Right. Get them over the bridge. We don't want them here. Ryan says, pretty genius when you think about it. Give these properties the landlord special, bone-colored paint over everything. Chris says, gentrification. Pretty soon, EZ will head up the HOA up there. Nick says, buy land and throw up cabins. Exactly. We're doing it all. I'm going to own the goddamn town. You too can rent Big Fraud Vacation Rental properties. The ad campaign has already begun, and I don't even have the property. It's something to look forward to. Okay. I digress. Let me get back to this fuck, Jason Kelce. All right? Now, Jason Kelce is as, you know, supposed to be as thoughtful as they come. You have an old guy who, you know, his potential sister-in-law is representative of the younger generation. I don't think it does Jason Kelce any good to have fuck around, find out attitude. He's an idiot. This is a stupid man. Why else would he be a fucking hiker in football? He doesn't know anything. His head is fucking filled with cement. What a weak twat that all a kid has to say is, hey, Kelce, your brother's an F. Rhymes with Baggett, and he fucking freaks out like that. And that's crazy shit. Everybody knows that if you're famous, you have to be able to have thick skin. People are going to beat the shit out of you and attack you. You know? if it comes to pass that they do something that is illegal, then by all means, you can get the authorities to do the heavy lifting for you. Nowhere does someone calling you or your brother in F rhymes with Baggett, does that give you the right to assault them? This is proof positive that he is emotionally weak, in my opinion. And you know what? I am the only person that is talking like this. Everybody on the planet was like, yeah, it's about time we did that. Yeah, somebody, it's about, this is what you got to do. This is the way you got to handle people. You got to attack them and assault them. Yeah, that's no better than any of these MAGA fucks, what Jason Kelsey did. This is a fucking idiot. So much so that he is now saying how sorry he is and how not proud of his reaction. Let me see if I can get that footage. Jason. I guess it was yesterday. Yep, this is this idiot talking before the football game yesterday. Probably going to be an ad.
At Spectrum Enterprise.
Okay, that's not good. Let me get through the ad. Pardon me, it's embarrassing. I wasn't planning on playing it. By the way, the Lions made a trade. They got some guy who's great, and they didn't have to give anything up to get him. I forgot what the fuck his name is. Something with a Z? Zadarius something? I guess he's awesome. Former Pro Bowl player, and the Lions gave up some draft picks. So this is how it sounded yesterday. Zadarius Smith is his name. Thank you.
You got some stuff on your mind, and I want to give you the floor to say what's on your mind.
Yeah. You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm – listen, I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment –
excuse number one.
I chose to greet hate with hate, and I just don't think that that's a...
I don't think anybody hates anybody.
...productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse, and it's...
Look at the camera, you pussy.
...the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have.
Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods, found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for. From artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon goods. We're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
So I think the bottom line is, I want to live my life. I try to live my life.
He's doing this because he's going to get sued.
Life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught.
You did. You were treated a certain way, and you treated him back.
I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward.
And just laugh it off. Just shrug and laugh it off. That's what I do.
Even though I fell short this week, I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that. So, I think we got a game to focus on. Obviously, a matchup. I don't think this is the platform to necessarily go into more detail. So get ready for this Chiefs game.
Oh, that was horrible. God, that was ugly. Come on, man. Tyler says he clearly doesn't believe in the Zane method. They go low, you go lower. Tofa says, I mean, at least stick to your guns. If you're going to assault someone, don't say you didn't mean it. This would have been better if he said, a lot of you saw me assault that guy after he called my brother F. Rhymes with Baggett. That felt great. I enjoyed assaulting him. I probably shouldn't do that anymore, though, because I put myself in jeopardy and I'm probably going to get sued. In the future, I would serve myself better if I learned to laugh these things off instead of showing that I'm a complete fucking weak emotional baby. Because now everybody's going to try to do it to me in hopes that I assault them too so that they can sue me too. That's what he should have said. Because that's all it's... Everybody's like, oh, it's so great that he did that. Yeah, since when? Since when is that ever okay? Yeah, I know the guy said F rhymes with Baggett. Well, so did he, by the way. He didn't mention any of that shit. You got to learn to take the other cheek. I mean, this is... I'm pretty sure he leans left. I guess I don't know. I guess I have no way of knowing. I would just assume that he leans left. You can't, if you're going to go ahead and be all a red state and assault people, you better be ready to take that punishment. Jeremy says he did treat him with respect. He could have rearranged that kid's teeth, but he didn't. If I'm that kid, I'm like, I wish you would rearrange my teeth. Tofa says, this is why I don't go out in public anymore. I'm predisposed to get triggered and I just hate people. Well, again, that's weak. That is a weak-ass thing. At least you realize it, though. At least you realize that you're such a pussy and you can't just shrug shit off like a man and you actually stay inside and don't talk to any humans. You got to get that in check. Nobody gives a shit. You got to just shrug and go, I don't give a shit. What do I care? Again, this world would be so much better if everybody was just like me. Tofus says, that's ADHD, buddy. Everybody has ADHD. I have ADHD. I have it the worst. You remember the story I told? I took that 2.5-hour test, and I'm like, oh, fuck, God damn it. This is the worst thing. When can I be done with this? He looks at the results. His name is Raymond, my shrink, who I don't see that often because I'm not one of these fucking idiots that has to go for every waking moment of my life. I go when there's problems. and I have none right now because I'm great. And he takes a look at my shit and he goes, God damn, you're off the charts. We didn't even have a name for what you are. What do I do? He goes, nothing. What do you mean? You already adapted. You're an old man. Well, you put you on meds. We give that to the kid who can't eat his fucking tater tots during cafeteria hour. Lunch. Go home. Nick says, I had to shrug off some real shit when I met the asshole neighbor up north when my deer ran onto his property. Yeah. Make it a game. Mr. 10 says, shrug that shit off. Chris says, how the course of the world would change if Zane took his own advice. That's ridiculous. Chris said, just shrug it off. Jocko said, this is good. It's true. It is good. Good. Gives you an opportunity to shrug it off. I say asshole of the day is Jason Kelce. Early. All right. This house is really on my mind. And this lady's chomping at the bit, so hang on. Hi, Angela. Period. Any word on pre-approval? Question mark. I have a house I want to buy. Period. Now, this is all unfolding on the show. If you haven't figured it out, the folks over at Mario Flores, his office, this is who I'm dealing with over there, and I've got them on speed dial. Help me, please. Let's get this started. Ryan says, no need for pre-approval, big fraud. You're Rich Eric, after all. This is true. All right. So that's my take on Jason Kelce. He's an idiot. There is a scam going around the community. Actually, before I get to that, I got to play you this video of Charity Scam Mike if I have it ready. I don't know if I do. I hope I do. I uploaded it. I don't see it yet. God damn it. There is a scam going around West Michigan. And I've heard about these. Bad guys are going to go to, okay, let's say they go to Madison's Facebook or her social media or whatever, and they use AI to replicate her voice. And then they locate Madison's family members, us, and they play the recording over the phone of Madison, not really Madison, saying, Mom, I've been kidnapped. Help me. And this happened. And reason why I say Madison as an example, because this happened to a mom, a mother of a Hope College student. Madison goes to Hope College. And so these scammers then say, we've taken Madison. You got to have $50,000 and give it to us. And mom's like freaking out. And then meanwhile, the daughter is fine. Nothing happened to the daughter. This is a new AI scam that you have to be aware of.
With a sacked immediately.
Yeah, like Jason Kelce. You don't want to like freak out and do something, rash. That'll be something if I'm on the receiving end of that. You know, Madison screaming into the phone trying to get her DS case. Daddy! And then I actually get her on the line. And so it's like me, the real Madison, and AI Madison. And guy from Mexican drug cartel / some nerd from wherever. But the idea that in that scam, they were going to have that mom show up at like a corner with the $50,000 and there's going to be an exchange. So that means there has to be boots on the ground here. If you have enough sense, if you like, if I fall victim to this and the cops actually, if there actually is a planned drop off, you could actually be involved in some kind of sting. I think, unless if they just are doing it just to fuck with you and there's no, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how any of this works. Crazy ass shit, to be sure. But my God, this is the clip that I have for you finally of a charity scam Mike singing at Swamp Bar. Loving, touching, squeezing Bill's mother.
Said we try loving, touching, squeezing Bill's mother. When I'm alone, all by myself, you're out. You're with somebody.
All right, maybe you had to be there. I thought it was funny. Fuck you. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors for keeping the lights on for the Eric Zane Show podcast. The aforementioned Mario Flores, Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy vacation rentals now. Refinance later. 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., call that number and get started today. I'll be very happy that you did. 231-332-6505. Call and ask about red carpet service for the first-time home buyer. You're a first-time home buyer. You got a lot of questions. You're nervous. You're like, what the fuck am I getting into? Oh, my God. None of that is, none of those are dumb questions. 231-332-6505. When you get that house, you might need a new roof. Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Reach out to them on their website. You can fill out the form and say, hey, EZ told me to get an estimate from you. They can take care of roofing, even metal roofs. I always want to say roofs. It's roofs. Even metal roofs. Roofs? A roof that's metal. Siding, gutters, they do it all. 616-844-5382. They came to my house, put it on. Everything's fantastic. Gone in a day. And that's saying something because the roof is massive. They did a great job. There was no signs that they were ever even here. And for part of it, I'm like, my God, you guys got a lot of work to your work cut out for you. But yeah, they go around the house with this big fucking magnet and all the nails are picked up. It's completely flawless. Call them 616-844-5382. That's 616-844-5382 for Werner Roofing. Finally, I haven't yet mentioned Michigan getting hammered by Oregon with Joe Martinez in mind, but we can't let that go by the wayside. I'll get to the ad in a second. It's very important to note, Oregon, they beat Michigan, but they didn't murder Michigan. I mean, it was steady throughout the game. You felt like Michigan was playing catch up right from the beginning. But that is yet another team that Michigan is bowing to. Joe would argue that. He is not here. Excuse me right now. I wish he was. And then, so you got Michigan losing. Oh, Jeremy says easy. Don't forget about the Fadathon update. Yeah, I'm going to get to that too. As well, the Lions victorious in Green Bay. Holy shit. That was great. There was a lot to that game. It was kind of a grinded out game because the weather wasn't that great. But Michigan, the Lions handed Green Bay their ass. They continue to roll. And now with the signing of, or they trade for Za'Darius Smith, the Lions give up a 2025, I think fifth and sixth round draft pick, or sixth or seventh, I don't know. Basically nothing to get this former All-Pro pass rusher who still got a lot in the tank. So that's big news for the Lions in their quest to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. My point in all this is Joe Martinez, he looks like fuck. Michigan has Indiana at home. Indiana's kicking the shit out of everybody. Absolutely awesome. Best wishes, though. I say this all with the tinge of go easy on Joe. He's kind of under the weather. That's pretty much all I'm gonna say, health wise. So he's kind of going through some things right now, and you know, as much as he busts everybody's balls because he's a cock. At the end of the day, we hope for nothing but the best from one of our own, a longtime supporter of this show. One of the main reasons that I've been able to do what I've been able to do for this long is because of Joe, and he's been a huge ally of my family and the show and the growth of it forever. So thank you, Joe, and you hang in there. When he tells me to talk about whatever, I will. Now, let's talk a little bit about this Fadathon. I'm going to talk about Kenny first because he sent me a message that said he didn't do that well. But it's like, this is going to happen where you actually gain a little bit back. All right. And there, you have to be willing to accept those moments. And then it isn't so much how this happens. It's how you respond to a 1.6 pound weight gain. That is what he is dealing with right now. He went up 1.6 pounds. He knows what he's got to do. I don't need to lecture him. He's the man. Get back after it. Everybody's different. Jeremy continues to plummet downward. Last week, he fell 0.7 pounds. The week before, he fell 3.3 pounds. The week before, he fell 5.5 pounds. So he's been losing less and less each week. Like I said, 3 weeks ago, he was down 5.5. Then the next week, down 3.3. Last week, down just 0.7. Well, he really fired it up because he's back to losing a lot more weight. He lost 5.5 pounds. So he is now at 296.4. I read you the email that had him on Halloween at 300. Well, his weigh-in now has him at 296.4. That is pretty great. Keep at it. Both of you keep at it. You've still combined have lost a lot of weight. Jeremy, since he started, he has lost now 39 pounds. He started at 335.4. He's down to 296.4. Let me check my math on that, make sure that that's right. Yeah, he's lost 39 even. Keep it up. Jeremy went to the Fraudulent Fat Fugs Facebook page, which has been resurrected. 2 days ago, he wrote, I took a walk today, 2.25 miles. It took me 45 minutes. I can't remember the last time I walked that much without stopping to take a break. Felt pretty good. Well, yeah. That's like, if you did a walk before this, you know, September whatever, when you started to turn it around, it'd be like you were holding Bruce or Darla while you walked. That's how much weight you've lost. Darla or Bruce, they both weigh around 40 pounds. Not easy. Chris says, dang, that's about as much as easy can bench press. So true. So anyway, where was I? Thank you, as always, Joe Martinez. And by the way, you too, you're doing great. Shrug it off, Kenny, and get after it. You know, today's a new day. That's it. Jeremy says, I used to get out of breath walking 100 yards. Now I'm walking miles. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep using your exercise bands, doing what you do. You know how to do this. You got it down now. Wash, rinse, repeat. Don't stop. Kenny, same thing. You know what to do. Don't lose sight of it. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Call or text about getting Joe or the crew in to give you furnace tune-up diagnostic test. That's a $145 value. You get it free when you do this. DTE, the power company, the gas company here in West Michigan, has teamed up with Joe Martinez, the only HVAC company in West Michigan to be able to offer this, a free furnace tune-up. If you are in the area, hire him. It's fucking free. Why would you not? 616-516-8579. I know I'm short today, but I'm out of things to talk about. So I'm not going to waste your time and stall. My asshole of the day last week, Friday, was my asshole neighbor. The asshole of the day today is that dumb fuck Jason Kelce for assaulting that kid who was busting his balls. You soft fucking lummox. Shut the fuck up. God damn, grow up. That's it. That's my time. You guys, as always, are the best. I appreciate you. Watch your ears. Watch your ears. Here it comes. I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Thanks so much, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.